Okay, so you know that Green Line derailment that was in the news a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
It was October 1st, to be exact, and it said there were like 50 passengers
Great.
in Cambridge, and seven people had minor injuries. And it just kind of got me thinking, like, what if that had been me on the train?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What are my rights if something like that happens?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right to think about that because, in those first few moments after an accident happens, you're probably not thinking about legal paperwork.
No, not at all.
You're probably in shock or just trying to like catch your breath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why we're having this conversation, right?
Sure.
We're talking about what to do, so we're prepared. So what happens? Let's just say you're on the train, right? Total chaos is happening all around you. What are the most important things you need to know?
Well, the most important thing is your well-being, right?
Okay.
So, like, you have the right to immediate medical attention.
Even if you don't think you're injured.
Yeah. Even if you think you're fine because adrenaline is pumping, you might not even realize you're hurt.
That's true.
So, you have the right to have someone check you out. And the good news is that care should be covered. You shouldn't be financially responsible for seeking medical help after an accident like that.
Especially if it's due to, someone else's negligence or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you're already dealing with the shock of the event. The
Right.
last thing you need is medical bills on top of it all.
That's right. And beyond that immediate care, you also have the right to seek compensation for all damages related to the experience.
So we're talking like beyond just, a cast and crutches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're talking medical bills, of course, but also things like lost wages if you can't work,
Oh.
damage to any of your personal belongings that were, damaged or destroyed.
Right.
And this is important. You can also be compensated for pain and suffering and emotional distress.
Wow. I don't think most people realize that. Like,
Yeah.
that emotional distress is something
It's huge.
you can be compensated for.
You're right. It's often overlooked, but these situations are traumatic and they can really impact you on many levels. And the law recognizes that the thing is, you have to be able to prove it. And that's where documentation comes in.
Here's where I get lost documentation.
I know it sounds like a lot, but trust me on this.
Okay.
After an accident, information is power.
Okay.
So you need to keep detailed records of everything. And I mean, everything.
Like what kinds of things?
Okay, so any medical records, every diagnosis, every treatment, every prescription,
Gotcha.
all those bills we talked about, keep track of those.
Okay.
If you have to miss work, keep a detailed record of that lost income.
Oh, interesting.
And this may sound like overkill, but keep a record of literally every interaction you have related to this accident. So that means emails, phone calls, voicemails, keep it all.
It's like my grandma always said, if
Yeah.
it's not written down, it didn't happen.
That's a good one.
I just never thought I'd have to use it for something like this. Hopefully, no one listening ever has to.
Right, but it's always better to be prepared. And this meticulous record keeping. It's not just to prove your damages, it's also how you figure out who was liable.
Okay, so let's talk about that. When it comes to a public transit accident, who's actually responsible? Is it always the transit authority? So in this case, the MBTA.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And while the MBTA does operate the Green Line, it's not always as simple as just saying they're responsible.
Oh, really?
It's more complicated than that.
So you can't just assume that the MBTA is automatically responsible.
Not necessarily, no. Think of it like this. What if the derailment happened because the equipment was faulty?
Yeah.
What if it was like a signal system malfunction?
Oh, right.
Then the company who made that equipment could be partially to blame.
That makes sense.
Or let's just say that they were doing some maintenance and they didn't do it properly. Then the contractor in charge of the maintenance could be held liable.
So there's all these different things that they have to look at.
Right. It's kind of like a detective case, figuring it all out.
This is where it gets really interesting
Yeah.
and complicated. And that's where all that documentation comes in
You
handy.
got it. All those records we talked about, medical records, the accident report, witness statements,
Right.
those are so important because they help investigators figure out what happened and why.
So it's not just about like proving that you deserve compensation. It's
You're
about
right.
connecting the dots to figure out who's at fault.
Exactly. It's about holding the responsible parties accountable.
I get it. This is all making a lot more sense now. But I have to be honest with you. If I was actually in this situation,
Yeah.
I would feel so overwhelmed trying to deal with all of this stuff on my own.
Oh, absolutely.
So at what point should someone contact a lawyer? Like, when do you call in the experts?
That's a great question. And you're right, it can feel intimidating. I think a good rule of thumb is if you have significant injuries that you're dealing with,
okay,
or if you're having trouble understanding your insurance policies.
Yeah, those are so confusing.
Or if you're just hitting roadblocks trying to deal with the transit authority, those are all good reasons to reach out to a lawyer.
Because I'd imagine those insurance companies,
oh yeah,
they have a whole team of lawyers on their side.
Right.
So it's not really fair to begin with.
It's not a level playing field at all. Having someone on your side who understands all of this, who can like advocate for you,
right,
can make all the difference.
Makes it more fair. So for people who aren't familiar with all of this, what exactly does a personal injury lawyer do?
So basically, they're your guide through this whole process. They investigate the accident, they gather all the evidence, they negotiate with the insurance companies, and then if they have to, they'll represent you in court.
So they take a lot of the burden off of you.
Exactly.
So you could just focus on, like, recovering.
Exactly. And that peace of mind is so important when you're going through something like this.
For sure.
And remember how we were talking about the statute of limitations?
Yeah.
In Massachusetts, you only have 2 years from the date of the accident to file a claim against the MBTA.
Oh, wow.
So even if you're not sure if you want to take legal action, it's important to know how much time you have.
2 years seems like a long time, but I feel like it would go by really quickly.
It does, especially when you're trying to recover and life just gets in the way.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of getting back on your feet, this whole conversation has been really eye-opening for
me.
We went from being kind of anxious about that Green Line accident,
right,
to feeling a lot more like prepared and knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Knowledge is power, and knowing your rights is so important.
It really is. So before we finish up, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What about the times when it's not someone on the train?
You mean like pedestrians and stuff?
Yeah. What if, like, a pedestrian gets hit by a bus?
Or, oh, right,
like, someone swerves their car to avoid the train and they get into an accident?
Yeah.
Do all the same things apply then?
That's a really good question. And it's important to remember that every situation is different.
Okay.
And so while everyone has the right to, you know, be compensated,
right,
there are different laws depending on how the accident happened.
Oh, wow. So it's not just one size fits all.
Not at all. So for example, if you're thinking about a pedestrian getting hit by a bus,
yeah,
they're going to be looking at if the bus driver was at fault.
Yeah.
If there were any traffic violations, or even if the pedestrian was using the crosswalk correctly.
Wow.
So there's a lot to it.
It's even more complicated than we've already talked about.
It can be. Or let's say a car swerved to avoid a streetcar.
Right.
Then they have to figure out if the streetcar was working properly, if the driver of the car had enough time to react, or if it was like bad weather or something. It gets really complicated.
It's like a web of responsibility.
It is. And that's why you really need to talk to a lawyer if something like this happens, because they are the experts who know what to do.
Yeah, someone who knows about pedestrian accidents is going to do things differently than someone who usually deals with train accidents.
Exactly. They'll know exactly what to look for and how to build a strong case for you.
So even though we've learned a lot about what to do if you're a passenger,
right,
there's even more to think about.
There is.
And it's not always easy to figure out.
That's why we're here, to help you make sense of it all.
It's so important to have all of this information.
It is. And to know when to call in the experts.
For sure.
Yeah.
This has been so helpful, but it's gotten me thinking about,
yeah,
public transit safety as a whole. It's like, how do we prevent these things from happening to anyone?
Right. We always talk about what to do after an accident.
Yeah.
But it's just as important to talk about safety and how to prevent these things from happening in the first place.
Totally. I mean, this deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about in terms of my own rights.
Yeah.
But it also makes me wonder, like, what can we do?
Exactly.
As riders, or just as citizens, I guess.
Yeah.
To make public transit safer for everyone.
I love that. It's a shared responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you ride the T every single day.
Right.
Or if you just use it once in a while, or even if you never use it.
Right.
We all have to kind of share the road and look out for each other.
For sure. Well, this has been an amazing deep dive, I have to say.
It has.
We went from talking about that Green Line derailment.
Right.
To understanding our rights if something like that ever happens to us.
For sure.
To talking about, like, the bigger picture of public transit safety.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like I've learned so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you for having me. It was great being here.
Of course. And to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has been helpful for you, and hopefully it's made you feel a little more prepared and a lot less scared if you ever find yourself in one of these situations. Until next time, everyone, stay safe.